Now, would this be something you'd turn? Mm. What would you call something that you would just hold in your hand, say you sharpen a pocket knife on?
I forgot what they're called. I've got one at home, one or two. Please excuse this squeaky chair. I get excited here and forget that.
Oh, that doesn't. It doesn't.
That it squeaks.
It doesn't matter one bit. You were saying about a grindstone. Is this one that's mounted on something?
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned with a handle?
Mm-hmm.
What about, are there other kinds that are maybe turned in a, by using different kinds of power
mm-hmm.
instead of a handle?
Yes.
How would they be run?
It'd have a pulley and a belt. The belt would fasten to a machine or motor of some type, usually a small electric motor. Well, now it would be anyway. Mm-hmm. And fastened to the pulley on the same axle the grindstone would be on.
What about one that wouldn't be run electrically? Would there be one that you might use by doing something with your foot, for example?
Oh, I'm not familiar with any. I never have been like that. I guess there would be.
On your farm, when you were growing up, on your farm, did you have one that you turned with a handle?
Had to turn by hand.
Did one person have to turn while the other person held
yes.
something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How big were these stones?
Well, they'd be usually about, I'd say about 15 inches in diameter.
Did you sharpen plows and things like this?
No.
Did you ever sharpen plows?
Yes.
You do sharpen plows?
Yes.
How did you sharpen plows then?
Well, I had a shop and we had to burn coal. We did burn some coal too, come to think about it.
Oh.
Had to burn coal in the, I forgot what it's called now, but it was a metal thing that put coal in and had a blower on the bottom and you turned the handle kind of like a grindstone. Had a gear on the side kind of like about the size of a grindstone and you turned the handle. And the blower would blow from the center of the, whatever it is that the coal went in, and it would heat the coal real fast, and the coal would get red hot real fast, and you stick the metal in there and it'd stay a little while and keep turning. It would get red hot too, just like the coal, as far as it'd be the same color of the coal, of the coals, that is. And while it was red hot, it would be soft. So we would put it on an anvil, I had a shop hammer, you'd beat on the ends and sharpen it.
That's how you sharpen. You didn't mm-hmm. sharpen it by grinding mm-hmm. then.
No.
You sharpened it
by flattening out the end more. That would make it last longer too.
Yeah, sort of like heat.